It's a long day.
Jake is 16, attends high school, plays in a band with his friends, and is already thinking about college.
Running through the yard.
Jake also has autism, but that's just his disability. His ability is music.
We need to stop looking at children with disabilities for what they can't do. We need to start with what they can do.
And that's the message Jake's mother, Rachna Heiser, will share when she takes the stage at the NEA Foundation's Keeping the Promise Public Education Symposium on Friday.
And it doesn't mean we don't, you know, help ameliorate the disability, help provide them supports, and teach them what they need to do to be part of the world. But we also need to recognize that they have abilities, they have strengths, and from day one, we need to foster those because that's really their productive path to a future, right? It's not just fixing the disability, quote unquote.
Heiser's experience with the school system hasn't always been easy. Throughout Jake's education, she's been pushing back against the system and the red tape that blocked Jake, even as a fourth grader.
The children in his class weren't even invited to audition for the talent show because the school never thought kids in a self-contained special education autism class could have any musical talent. And I think that's a blind spot our schools have.
The point she wants to drive home at this year's symposium?
We have to stop pigeonholing our kids, and especially our kids with disabilities. To me, I was given Jake to be able to hopefully make a change for other children who have abilities like him and may not have had the chance to find them in the way Jake has.
Rachel Ninia, WTOP News.